This is Jewish Board Talk with Cherise Zifford, only on 101.9 Chai FM.
Dear Evan Hansen is a powerful drama musical that explores themes of acceptance and the complexities of growing up. How Now Brown Cow Productions have teamed up with Hazel Feldman, the director of Showtime Management, and she is known in our community as the legendary queen of entertainment. They together are bringing a non-replica version of this internationally acclaimed musical to the theatre in South Africa. Hazel, on behalf of Showtime, is kindly giving away two family sets of tickets to see the award-winning musical Dear Evan Hansen, one prize for Joburg and one for Cape Town. The question is, what is the name of the actor who plays Evan Hansen in the South African production of this award-winning musical? To enter, you must send your name via WhatsApp only. The number is 061-895-1019. And only listeners based in Cape Town can win the tickets for Cape Town, and only listeners in Johannesburg can win the tickets for the Johannesburg show. The judge's decision is final, and the tickets cannot be exchanged for money or sold. But to help you answer that question, I'm delighted to have Hazel on my show now as my guest to talk a little bit about this incredible production. Hazel, welcome, and thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you for having me. Good to hear you.
So, Hazel, tell me a little bit about Dear Evan Hansen.
It's an amazing musical. Firstly, when I went to see it about 4 or 5 years ago in New York, it had just won a whole slew of Tony Awards. And it was the most talked about show on Broadway, and it was the most talked about show about to come into London to the West End. It's a different kind of musical. It's as much a play with music as it is a full musical. It has a brilliant musical score, but it's the subject matter and it's the content and it's the message that makes it just so very, very different, because it's a story about a high schooler with social anxiety. A lot of that social anxiety brought about by social media. And I'm sure there are a lot of people who might be listening who are shaking their heads and said, I know what you're talking about.
Exactly.
Because as much as social media has supposedly brought everybody together, that's how much it's also isolated everybody. And especially young teenagers and young adults who are trying to find their way in the world and find it's just much easier not to deal face-to-face with people anymore, but only to try and communicate through social media. So it touches themes of mental health. It touches themes of isolation and the desperate need to belong. And it tells the story, which really is about this high schooler, who is Evan Hansen, who is played by a phenomenal young actor whose name is Stuart Brown. And with a really terrific cast. You track Evan's desperate need to try and get himself out of his mindset, out of his room, off his bed, and trying to go to comfortably interact with people. And as I said, it's got a most hauntingly beautiful musical score, beautiful vocals. And it's at the end, which is wonderful. It is a harsh story, but it's uplifting, because it finds you options. It gives you opportunities to see where you can improve yourself, how you can reach out to people who need to have that help. And this is not the kind of musical that we're very used to getting in this country.
So let's talk a little bit about musicals. How popular are musicals still today?
Very much so. Very, very much so. I think of all the genres, I think there was a time where plays really did. There were so many straight plays going, but they're not that many today. From a commercial point of view, musicals really, as expensive as they are to mount, they are really what people want to see as an entire entertainment package. And musicals are very, very much a thing all over the world right now.
I mean, do you think they're having a resurgence?
A resurgence of musicals?
Yes.
I think there's been a resurgence for a long time, so I don't think it's a new thing. I think musicals over the past probably 10 to 15 years have probably dominated the live entertainment scene, very much so worldwide.
Okay, because, you know, I kind of think back to the great classics, and it seemed like there was a bit of a lull, and then we had things like La La Land or whatever, and it just seemed like now there's a greater interest for it, but perhaps I'm wrong.
I think you're talking about possibly in the movies. You know, my focus at any second of my time is really on stage and live theatre. I think there's nothing in the world like live theatre. There's a little bit of magic that happens when the lights go down, and no matter what the production is, whether it's a straight play or whether it is a musical, there is an interaction with people, which is something that I think is phenomenal. But I really do feel that there has been, and there've been some brilliant new musicals that have come on the scenes. I mean, you've got your standards like your Phantom of the Opera and Cats and Chicago and Les Mis, et cetera, but you have a slew of new musicals that have come up. A lot of them are musicals, a lot of the stuff that I've done, like a Mamma Mia or a We Will Rock You or something like that. Something like Evan Hansen comes along every now and then. I kind of look at it more or less. I don't know if you would have remember a production I did a long time ago called Rent.
Yes.
And Rent was so relevant and contemporary at its time with a brilliant musical score. And in today's world, this is exactly where Evan Hansen sits in my mind. It sits with this brilliant musical score, absolutely contemporary and relevant theme that I think fits and is something that everybody in every type of environment, every community is actually going through at the moment.
Absolutely.
And I think that's what makes it so different.
Absolutely. Hazel, we're going to take a short break, and after the break, we're going to talk about what it was like bringing this musical to South Africa.
This is Jewish Board Talk with Cherise Zifford, only on 101.9 High FM.
And I'm talking to Hazel Feldman, and her company, Showtime, has joined up with How Now Brown Car Productions to bring Dear Evan Hansen to our theatres. And I am delighted to say that Hazel is giving away two family sets of tickets to see the award-winning musical Dear Evan Hansen, one prize for Joburg and one for Cape Town. All you have to do is WhatsApp me the following answer to this question. What is the name of the actor who plays Evan Hansen in the South African production of award-winning musical Dear Evan Hansen? And you should send that answer to 061-891-51019, and you can also peek and look that up on showtime.co.za. Hazel, what was it like to bring a production like this from Broadway to South Africa?
It's been a very interesting journey because, as I said, when I saw it quite a while ago, I had it in the back of my mind. It was a show I wanted to do. We had about four or five other shows pending, and then COVID hit as well. And it was about 2 years ago that Daniel Galloway from How Now Brown Cow came to me and said, look, he had the rights for the non-replica. That is a difference between a replica and a non-replica. A replica is one that is exactly like the Broadway show, and a non-replica is the one that we can produce ourselves. And he had the rights to do a non-replica with a South African cast and a South African creative team. And would I be interested in partnering with him? And the level of enthusiasm and love for the piece that Daniel showed, and I just thought, you know, why not? Let's try a JV. I'm all for spreading the love. And I think we've put together, as a team, we've put together an amazing group of creative of people. Every single element of the production is South African. The director is Greg Carvalis, Shaul Johan Lienfeld is the music supervisor. Neil Griffin has put together probably one of the most amazing sets, contemporary sets that are going to wow people. You wouldn't think there'd be a wow factor in a production like this. But I can tell you that people are going to walk in, and as it starts, they're going to say, oh, my word, it's amazing. So it is something that is so contemporary, something that's so relevant and talks to the production and adds an intricate value to the production. It's going to be terrific. So we're very, very excited.
In terms of non-replica, how true, I mean, the story is the story, and that's what makes it so meaningful. Yes. I know there is also a book that has been written. I think there was a show, a movie as well.
Yeah.
Does it put like additional pressure on the production team?
Not really. I mean, the script is the script. You do not change the script. That's written. That is the standard. The music is the music. You don't change the music. It's really just in the presentation. It's really in the staging of the show and the look of the show that is becomes either replica or non-replica. So I think what has been fantastic is allowed a really young and unbelievably creative and artistic team to be able to let their imaginations go with a piece like this and just ensure that it just has a really a contemporary flavor of today. And at the same time, it tells the story, gets the message across, and it's a very tough message, but it goes across in a way that you are just drawn into it and it just holds you. It's not a depressing show in that respect. It is really just something that is so uplifting towards the end. It's quite amazing. A lot of Kleenex.
So obviously it talks to contemporary society. Are you specifically focusing on younger teenagers?
We're focusing on the entire family, yes, as well. But yes, there is a focus on teenagers. I think the words, the situations will resonate immediately with them. Exactly the interaction that Evan has with his mother, the way Zoe and the other kids have with their parents, they'll resonate exactly with those situations. And I think it'll answer perhaps a lot of questions that they have. It'll give some answers, but it'll also raise some questions. And maybe insofar as parents are concerned, it'll possibly give them a potential handle as to how to deal with the situations that do arise. Hazel, and that arise in every day.
Absolutely. I cannot think of one parent who is not anxious or one child who doesn't feel the pressure of social media. And it's just been, I think, exacerbated over the years. And I don't think it's become any easier since 2016.
Absolutely not.
Let's talk a little bit about the music and who produced it and what we can expect.
Well, it's difficult to talk about music on a score without you need to listen to it. You need to hear the music, but it has a rock edge. It is contemporary music. It's quite edgy in actual fact. The score, let me make sure that I don't get this wrong. The score is obviously an international score. In fact, one of the Tony Awards that they got was for best, not only best new musical, but they got Grammy Awards for the best musical theater album and so on. So, from that perspective, it's just amazing. The score was written by, let me find it, an international team, but Michelle, who did the music for me for Mamma Mia and has done so many other amazing productions. Music and lyrics was by Benji Pasek and Justin Paul. And the book was obviously written by Stephen Levinson. Here we go. And they won the best music score for it as well. And we've got a 9-piece band, full sound, full orchestra sound that will come out of it. And I think it's going to be that edgy sound together with quite an extraordinary multimedia look and presentation that is going to absolutely wow the people.
So let me just give those dates. So it's going to be in Cape Town at the Artscape Theatre from the 12th of February, and it'll be coming to the Teatro at Monte Cassino from the 15th of March to the 13th of April,
correct,
which is quite a long run. I mean, do you feel like, is there ever a sense of nervousness in the theatre industry of filling out every seat, or do you feel like, oh, perhaps it's not going to be long enough?
Oh gosh, if only I had grown up understanding that I would be nervous every single day about filling every single feet in what I do, I probably would have been a vet. You know, the reality is it is a longish season. It's not a very long season. We've done a lot longer seasons with other shows. But it's more or less the standard right now, which is about 3.5 to 4+ weeks in Cape Town and 4 or so to 5 weeks in Joburg. It's a big production. When you see it, you'll understand. It's not a small production. It's not your small 200-seat theatre production. It's a major musical, major big theatre musical.
What do you go into when you start off with a musical like this? Like, what is your first step? Do you find the actors? You've got the script, I think, which...
Yeah, I listen. Everything is by gut. I mean, it's whatever I feel for that might be right for the time or whatever. And we identify a couple of musicals that we would like to do. Not every musical that's a massive hit would I like to do. So, you know, one identifies a show and then literally goes, we have to here obviously get the rights. If it's a replica, it's the Broadway original authors we need to get the rights from, or if we try and get the rights through various organizations like MTI, and which is Music Theatre International. So once one's secured the rights, you know, then you go about putting your creative team together and so on. So it's a process. It doesn't take 5 minutes. It's a long process. It's a good 2 years in the making, and in some cases with some musicals, it's been 4 or 5 years in the making.
How long has Dear Evan Hansen been in the making?
Well, from my emotional attachment probably about 6 years ago to act physically probably now about just under 2 years.
Wow, that is really incredible. Craig is indicating that we have a winner. And we
good.
Do. Yes, we have Danielle Johnston Cowan. And I have her, she got the answer correct. And the answer, of course, is Stuart Brown. And we have your details, and you will be getting 4 tickets to go and see Dear Evan Hansen. And
fantastic. Well done.
Yeah. So that, I take it, is for Joburg. So we are still waiting to give those tickets away for our listeners in Cape Town. Obviously, our studio will be in touch with you to tell you which shows and how it works and all the T's and C's. Hazel, how long is the actual production?
The show itself runs, again, as the usual, it's 2 acts and with a 25 to 30 minute intermission, it's about 2.5 hours is the show itself.
And that's the standard amount of time?
Yes, it's the usual. It's act one and intermission into act two.
Okay. Great. Well, thank you very much. You say bring along Kleenexes. Definitely we will do that. And how do you book? How do people get to see the show?
People can book through Showtime. Go on to showtime.co.za or ticketmaster.co.za, because all of our booking is only through Ticketmaster. If you go on any other portal other than Ticketmaster to purchase the tickets won't be valid. So if you go on to showtime.co.za, it'll take you to Ticketmaster. If you go to hownowbrowncow.co.za, it'll take you through to Ticketmaster. But please, there are a couple of bogus ticketing systems out there, and people mustn't get sucked in. It's Ticketmaster in South Africa is our ticketing system.
Is there any way anybody can phone into one of the theatres to book tickets?
No, sadly, that doesn't exist anymore. You need to get onto ticketmaster.co.za.
And there are sufficient shows available. It's running for 2 weeks. I'm going to read those details out again. But in the meantime, thank you so much for joining me.
No, absolute pleasure. And thank you for having me. And always thanks for your support.
Pleasure. That was Howard. Listen to me. That was Hazel. That was Hazel Feldman, director of Showtime, who has already given away one set of tickets. We still have another set to go. And she was talking about the stage musical Dear Evan Hansen, which is opening in Cape Town at the Artscape from the 12th of February and will be at the Teatro at Monte Cassino from the 15th of March to the 13th of April. It sounds like an absolutely must-see for all of us. And we have one more set of tickets to give away, so if you in Cape Town are listening and you would like to see the show, you must just let me know what is the name of the actor who plays Evan Hansen in the South African production.